Joe's need to know news. Kind of sad, but this photo, it makes me like sad but also happy at the same time. I think it's a special memory. A Nebraska teen honored her dad who was killed in Afghanistan with a special graduation photo, which included his image. The teen was just a kid when her father died from an IED explosion in Afghanistan more than a decade ago. Well, she sent her pictures to a photographer to create an angel picture. Have you guys ever heard of an angel picture?
No. What is this?
Kind of looks like the person's in the background. Very, aww, very faint. Of her and her father. The photo showed the girl with a faint shadow version of her dad. One showed them sitting down on a bench. In another, she held a folded American flag while standing next to him in uniform. You got to see the photos up on Joe's Need to Know News blog on our website. Because I think it's gonna make you very happy. Not like too sad, obviously, that her dad passed away. But it's such an amazing job this photographer did, and this photo did.
Wow.
Okay, the rumors are now officially true. Starbucks is bringing back pumpkin spice lattes, or PSL. When are they doing it? Next Tuesday. Are you drinking the PSL? Is that the life you live?
I mean, I know it's so basic. I'm going to put on my yoga pants and my Uggs and go over there.
I always have like one or two, then I'm good. Not that I hate them, but I get so hyped about it even as like a basic white boy. But then I'm like, nah, I'm good.
But you do indulge when they... It's seasonal. It's like Cadbury eggs for me. You can't have them all the time. I mean, really. So when they come out, you're excited and then you kind of move on.
Yeah, I just feel like it's still so freaking early.
I like it.
You know what I mean? Like, you do too?
Yeah, I'm down.
Can they make a skinny? So gross.
What?
I think they can make a skinny version, right?
Yeah, they can make a skinny version. They can make a skinny version of any drink if you ask them.
Okay, skinny version of any drink just means it doesn't taste as good. That's like, hey, I'll have a skinny vodka tonic. No vodka. No, give me the good stuff. I want the fat version.
See, I'll do that. I'll order like a skinny mojito. I think I just feel better about myself.
Hey, well, if that's what it takes, good for you guys. I want you to feel good. Okay, I don't know if this applies to Mackenzie or Liv, because I know it applies to me. And there's help. Plastic surgeons in the U.S. are increasingly seeing patients searching for a solution to their resting B face, also known as RBF. It's a term applied to people whose natural, relaxed facial expression appears to be angry and frowning. I totally have RBF. Even with a beard, you can tell.
Do you? You kind of do. Because you're so sweet, but when you're like not... When you're resting, you kind of look mean.
And I'm always biting my lip, yeah.
I have a theory about RBF. Any girl that I've ever known that's claimed to have RBF, when I've gotten to know them, I'm like, girlfriend, no, it's not just your face.
Uh-oh.
You actually just are. And even if they don't act out on it, like it's not like they're bullies. When you talk to them one-on-one and you hear all the things they're saying about other people, or like, this class is so stupid, that professor doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm like, yeah, no wonder your resting face looks like a bee, because your thoughts in your head are negative like a bee.
It's showing. It's coming out.
Exactly. And sometimes when Joe's upset, he has an RBF, but other times when he's not, he doesn't have an RBF.
Well, to fix the issue, which I'm going to look into, and maybe we all want to split this because I'm cheap, Americans of all ages are getting semi-permanent filler, which semi-permanent means it's not forever, procedure, which started as a Korean beauty trend. The procedure involves a teaspoon worth of filler and cost about $700 to $800. So that's an expensive teaspoon.
I feel like you would still have it, though. Like, even if they fill in a line,
guys,
if you're not smiling, you're obviously
I'm at the
scowling.
Point where I have to try it now.
I mean, the Kardashians now have RBF more so than they did with their regular faces.
True.
But their face is so filled with Botox and filler and just fakeness and plastic. Now they just have RBF. I know so many girls that get Botox and then their face turns into an RBF.
So, Joe, don't go there.
I would not.
Just be natural you, baby.
Okay, be naturally. All right, all right. And finally, this is encouraging news. If you're at work this morning or heading on in here, you're going to love hearing this. You're not alone. 9 out of 10 employees say they're at least a little burned out at their jobs right now.
9 out of 10?
Yeah, 9 out of 10. Okay, who's the liar? It's like, no, my job's great.
I love it.
Wonderful. It must be the boss. It's
can't
like,
stop
oh,
working.
You bunch of dummies. Yeah, they say that the top reasons are constantly being interrupted. Their career is stagnating. They feel like, you know, they kind of hit the spot where it's not going to go anywhere. And I've never heard of this, an unmanageable workload? What's that? What do you mean? I say give us more work to do, please. We're here to make you happy.
I never want to go home to my family.
No, please. Let me do this work at home, too. That'd be great. Yes, thank you. No, don't pay me more. All right. Well, that is everything you need to know this morning. That's Joe's Need to Know News.